This is SRN News.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about a very serious subject. Will AI, artificial intelligence, ultimately rule the world? Now, artificial intelligence, since about 2021, 2022, we've seen exponential updates, changes, modifications, and what is called improvements in it. It has reached the level that even Elon Musk says it's probably the most dangerous thing facing America today. That is AI, artificial intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, did you realize today that with architects, engineers, legal briefs, etc., etc., things that normally would take hours and hours and hours, days upon days, sometimes weeks or months, can be done in sheer moments or a few hours? Did you realize that with Google and Meta, they're laying off thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people? Meta just announced they're laying off some 8,000. And I believe some 12 to 15,000 been laid off with Google as a result of using AI to produce the same thing that these thousands of people had historically been working on to produce. That's just a good example. In fact, across America and around the world, I believe one of the downsides, we're going to talk about many of them, but one of the downsides happens to be a mega major reduction of the workforce. Now, here's a question that just came across my screen in research recently. Let's say that some of these mega millionaires that's in Silicon Valley and other places where they've been paid handsome figures in order to do the research, the programming, etc., that now no longer is needed because AI is doing the work. When those are no longer in the workforce, they're not paying into the tax base the mega millions of dollars collectively on an annual basis. What happens to the economic future of America when that takes place? I believe we're going to see some major downsides economically and financially in America as a result of it. But going back to the main focus in relationship to AI, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, from the standpoint of medical research that now is done, in fact, one representative of one of the major artificial intelligence platforms said that today, We're witnessing breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. And said, if you want to use the term miracle, miracle after miracle as a result of artificial intelligence and what can be done in medical research and in medical scientific surgeries, if you will, that can be done. They have medical robots doing robotic surgeries today that's operated by artificial intelligence. Now, it just is something that staggers my imagination. So all of this, as one person said, as one writer said, it's just a tool. And a tool can be used to break a window or to build a house. You understand what I'm saying? It depends on how the tool is used. But when we know in advance how the tool ultimately will be developed and what ultimately will take place, I believe we need to be concerned. We're having today across America in our school system, I call it the governmentally controlled schools, every school district across America, today, kindergarten through grade school, high school, and into the college and university realm, they're setting up programs and providing material for the students to be well-trained, well-developed in the handling and the use of artificial intelligence. Today, multitudes of other things that we could talk about all day are being done and handled through artificial intelligence. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the big question. Here's the bottom line question. How should Christians, churches, pastors view artificial intelligence? And second subordinate question to that, should Christians, pastors, and churches use artificial intelligence? Should we trust it? Should we trust the results, the answers it's given? Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, if you have not met him, Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons, resides up at the southern tip of heaven, better known as Northeast Tennessee, is with us today here in the studio around the round table. Greg, what say you? Big picture, not refined answer at this point, but how should Christians, churches, conservatives view artificial intelligence?
Well, I have a way that I'd like to kind of turn that question around on you, since right. you're the senior theologian in the room, and you've taught and preached through Daniel over and over and over. I need to know, in Daniel chapter 12, that's the last chapter mm-hmm. in the book, the first four verses, I'll just get to verses 3 and 4. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Is there an application, even in those last few words, and knowledge shall be increased? Knowledge is always increased. Is there something in particular that we should expect in the last of the last days with an explosion of knowledge? Is that the connotation?
It is the connotation correctly, the explosion of knowledge. And what we're seeing today, for example, what we understand today as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, as intellectual beings, we see today that we have more knowledge than we had 10 years ago, 20 years. Good example of that. Back in 1968, A dear theologian, John Walford wrote a book, a commentary on the book of Revelation. And in Revelation chapter 13, where it says that the Antichrist would be able to see and know, etc., etc., and will make people do this, this, and this, and would be heard around the globe, I'm paraphrasing, be heard around the globe. The best insight we had then, and he had in his commentary on that, he said that most likely around the globe in every city square there would be a statue set up of the image of the Antichrist, and by ventriloquism that statue will be able to speak and make everybody hear and see the directions from the Antichrist. Now that sounds antiquated, archaic, and a little bit dumb today. But in 1968, that was the best light. But today, because of knowledge that has increased, and we've had the privilege of studying and researching and seeing what God has done, what God is doing, what God shall do, we see a little better what's happening.
In chapter 13 that you just referenced in Revelation, begins in verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak mm-hmm. and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Today, does it seem that the pieces are falling in place? I've oftentimes said the world is not falling apart. Things are falling in place for the return of Jesus Christ. As much as this is a chaotic world, and AI, you know, if you're not a believer, you ought to be petrified, I believe, mm-hmm. Because the chaos that can ensue will ensue, and the back of the book has already told us the way it's, you know, what it's going to look like. Lacking this technology, would an antichrist be able to do these things? I mean, this is kind of it's a non-question. The reality is that these things have to happen, right?
That's right. God is putting it in place. In fact, you go back to that, the antichrist, according to Revelation chapter 13, left page, right column, I believe about the third verse, tells us that the antichrist is empowered by Satan. And in Daniel, the 8th chapter, the 25th verse, it tells us that the Antichrist will be able to understand dark sayings, that is, demonic speak, if you will. And we find today we're setting the stage for that. Greg, I'm looking at an article by George Barner. And he says in this, pastors are highly comfortable using artificial intelligence for graphic designs, 88%. Marketing and communication, 78%. Sermon preparation, 43%. Sermon preparation.
Wow.
Now, here's my question, Greg, that we need to bound about. Let's say that artificial intelligence gets to the point where it supposedly can replicate itself, duplicate, make a decision, and enter into the answer. If a pastor is preparing his message, and let's just use the text you spoke of a moment ago in Daniel, or going back to the Revelation text, and the Antichrist, through the manipulation, being manipulated by Satan himself, and using the artificial intelligence where it replicates, duplicates, and can imitate itself, and the artificial intelligence gives an answer. Let's say the pastor is preaching. He's dumb as a rock on the text he's preaching about, but because artificial intelligence has printed out for him a wonderful overview and good outline and is using that, but he doesn't know what the text says, artificial intelligence could put words in that preacher's mouth that's not biblical, antithetical to the scripture, and contrary to the word of God. Is that possible in your sight?
I think we're right there, right now, and a bunch of preachers have fallen into that trap. Because, give you an idea, this is right off Google, speaking of Willow, their quantum computing chip. Google quantum processor completed a complex computation challenge in under 5 minutes. They estimated that this exact task would have traditionally taken, with a traditional supercomputer, would have taken 10 septillion years. I don't even know what septillion is.
I know
it's bigger than million, billion, or trillion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 septillion years, and it was done in under 5 minutes. Another chip was being tested recently, and they said that its computing speed, its computing power, is 14 trillion times faster than the fastest supercomputers at Oak Ridge Laboratories. You understand the expansion of knowledge we have today. When the Antichrist takes the scene, I really believe that it will make him seem omniscient.
That's it. Absolutely.
Omniscient.
Absolutely.
And, you know, everything.
That's the whole world will worship him.
Everything that God is, Satan has tried to duplicate. Mm-hmm. He creates a fraud, a counterfeit. And I think his counterfeit for God's omniscience will be technology. And the technology, we're watching an expansion that just, it makes everything else in the entire world pale. And on a side note, you know, we're in this race. You know, 60 years ago we were in a space race, and today we're in a technology race. And you know, we're going to see either United States dominate in this area, or China will dominate in this area.
Mm-hmm.
China has been building new coal-fired power plants. Like every week another one comes online, or every 2 weeks another. They're building them very, very, very quickly. What has America been doing? with coal-fired power plants.
Shutting them down.
We're shutting them down. We're bulldozing them. We're blowing them up. I mean, the North Bank, I think that was a coal-fired generation right. plant here in mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida. They destroyed it a couple of years ago. They didn't mothball it and have it ready just in case. No, they destroyed it while China's expanding. Every time a hydroelectric power plant comes up for a renewal on their permits, all the environmental groups come out of the woodworks and file lawsuits. Y'all can pull up a map online that'll show you over the past 100 years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hydroelectric power plants being shut down. A few years ago, PG&E had 3 hydroelectric dams that had come up for renewal. All the lawsuits were flying, and these lawsuits were saying, "Hey, you got to shut them down because we got to preserve the silvery minnow or the snake." Daughter or the something. I mean, if it's not the spotted owl, it's something they're trying to preserve in nature. So you need to shut down these dams, destroy them, or spend so much money that it's not worth keeping them. And PG&E gave in. Now, y'all can look and find the records on this. I think the destruction cost was going to be a couple $100 million. But if they didn't destroy them, they were going to have to spend billions of dollars. PG&E apparently wrote a letter, said, "Hey, just to let you know, we're going to destroy these dams. This is the time scale. And this is going to take out 3%. I believe that was the number. 3% of the power generation in the region. And we have no way to replace this power generation." Now, this is during the Biden era. This is during the Biden era where Biden was saying, "Hey, by the year 2030, we're going all electric on vehicles." The numbers had already been crunched. If we went all electric on vehicles, it would require a 40% expansion in our power generation capacity and our grid. We have no way to expand by 40%. So at the same time, we're putting the squeeze, if you will, on energy production. I mean, all those windmills are not going to stack up and do what we need done. Mm-hmm. So we need every kind of power. We're taking things offline. By the way, that's the cleanest power on the face of the planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all the arguments people can bring, hydroelectric power, that's the cleanest that exists, and we're destroying it. At the same time that the left wanted us to go all electric with vehicles, that also, it's nonsensical. But now we're in this force play, and what's at stake is literally the technology of the future, the technology that will control every single airplane, every single missile system, every single piece of military hardware, as well as every single piece of domestic intelligence and international intelligence. Will we win the race?
And with that intelligence, Greg, includes what would be called theological, doctrinal, biblical intelligence. I'm reading this research by George Barner, and it says 34% of practicing Christians and 44% of Christian millennials say that their spiritual advice from AI is more trustworthy than from their pastor. Can you imagine that? Where the 44% of practicing Christian, 34%, and 44% of Christian millennials say that they go to AI for Christian advice rather than to the pastor. That's where I'm headed. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, Greg, that says, "The Bible does not mention artificial intelligence directly, as it is written long before such technology existed. However, it provides guidance on stewardship and the use of tools, suggesting that the morality of AI depends on how it is used and that individuals must still honor God." Now, I don't have a problem with AI drawing a picture. We have tried this here in the ministry of saying we want to develop a design for a book cover and program in all of the ingredients that we want in it. And it's amazing what AI can do with coming up with that. Then you can tweak it, et cetera, et cetera. Have no problem with that. I have major problems with a pastor or a Christian going to AI and asking a theological, doctrinal, biblical question and believing that more than believing the pastor that they go to be fed spiritual food each and every Sunday coming from the pulpit. I find it very, very, demeaning for any person, any Christian, to believe that. Is it possible in that realm, in your opinion, for AI to give something that would be less than biblical truth as an answer that a person would grasp and believe.
Well, we already know that AI is capable of lying, deceiving, extorting. There's some really crazy stories that are coming out of AI right now. Understand, it's very much like fire. Fire has been referenced as a good servant and a terrible master. I mean, think of how many good ways you can use fire. Understand, if you're a preacher or teacher of the Word of God, you better know your subject matter. And if you use AI, you better fact check it.
Mm-hmm.
You can most of these AI platforms put parameters on it, lay out the standard, and have it cite its sources. And by the way, don't trust the sources when you've digitally acquired them. You better have a hard copy. Matter of fact, folks, if your library is all digital, if it's all Amazon, if it's all Kindle, whatever, just be careful, because the reality is that stuff can shift and change underneath your feet, underneath your fingertips, inside your computer, inside your phone, inside your Kindle, and it can spit out something that was not reality.
Well, a good example of that, if I can jump in, there are cases right now working the way through the courts where artificial intelligence coached, proffered, and presented details on how teenagers could commit suicide.
Yeah.
Parents have sued those platforms because AI led their child to believing that this is right, this is good, and what should be done. In one case, the teenager was told by AI he was worthless, good for nothing, would never amount to anything, and the best thing would be just end his life. And then the kid responded how, and AI gave him details on how to end his life. That case is in court today.
That goes back to my point. If these AI bots get their information from Wikipedia, if they get their information from Google at large, if they get their information from the same people that program all the stuff on Meta, and they were willing to punish me over 50 times during COVID by either shutting me down or muting me for 30 days at a time, if they get their information there, very quickly they will see humanity as being a scourge on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What if Greta Thunberg is the one programming this stuff? I mean, keep in mind, the girl's a real genius. She doesn't know how the world fits together. She's very much like the international AOC. AOC has, a degree in economics.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she ought to be able to rewrite our entire economy, but that girl didn't have enough money to put down a deposit on an apartment in D.C. when she became a representative. Now, that's not to beat up on their intellectual capacity. We know that's an easy target. But it's the reality that these AI, when it grabs information from bad sources, it's the garbage in, garbage out. It will give you bad information, but it may give you information that's malevolent.
Mm-hmm.
It may give you information that intends to do you harm. You know, it'd be like having your GPS have you turn down a road and go over a bridge that has a gap in it. You know, it would be like it telling you to go when the light is red. It would be like, do you understand? I mean, we can go to 50 different examples of how just GPS, if it went awry, could cost you your life. What happens if you're making decisions not based on this life but based on eternity? That's how important the Word of God is.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at an article that touches on that, Greg. It talks about the way AI can threaten spiritual things. It says the Bible is true and trustworthy. I'll read one paragraph. The world and the people in it are full of deception. Since creation, mankind has been lied to, manipulated through various methods. And artificial intelligence now introduces a new attack for spreading falsehoods, manipulation, and deception. Decades from now, when screens are flooded with artificially generated content that may or may not be true, Pilate's question, what is true, will become critically significant. Even so, God's Word, the Bible, is the standard of truth that will not change even in the age of AI. The Scriptures are in a guide to judge what is good and pure and what is untrue and unholy. It never hallucinates. It never generates what it thinks you need to or want to hear. It doesn't make up information. And it goes on to talk about how information is made up based on what AI believes that you want to hear. It will give you that answer. And if it deals with biblical, theological, doctrinal truths, it can pervert anything that will be called spirituality in the future.
I am intrigued, by the way, because you have all these different AI platforms. I think Elon Musk, he's coming around in several different areas in that he realizes that these platforms are getting bad information or giving out bad information. That was part of the impetus behind Grok, and now there's a Grok 4.0. Grok has been challenged over and over with things, even dealing with the scripture, and has come up with phenomenal responses. Now, I'm not saying Grok's all good and all these other platforms are all bad. Matter of fact, I think they're all extremely dangerous. But for the believer, we just need to, you know, continuously stay focused on God's word as being truth. By the way, have the real thing in front of you. Don't rely upon AI and know it. Who challenged you over and over and over?
Herbert Lockyer.
Know this book. We know that John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. If we as believers know it forwards, backwards, and sideways, it's like the Secret Service agents that know the currency. They don't study a fake. They don't study a counterfeit. They know the real thing. And for believers, tread with some level of trepidation or care and concern. Exercise vigilance, realizing that at any moment you can be lied to or deceived. It's a tool right now. And to explore a text, to get history and all, always fact check it. If you're going to use it on studying the scripture and you search out a text and you search out the history surrounding that text, always fact check it. And fact check it with real, you know, black ink on white paper, real writing, real Bible, real biblical history.
The Word of God, absolutely. Yes. Greg, we'll close with this. This article says, over the past several years, we've learned something important. AI is not just changing how people work, it's changing how people perceive truth, how institutions exercise power, how nations will manipulate and monitor the public, how humanity increasingly imagines salvation without God. What once looked like innovation is beginning to look like infrastructure itself. And Christians need to understand what kind of infrastructure is being built. This is not about claiming every new app is demonic. It is not about panicking over every chatbot, robot headline. It is about recognizing patterns of deception. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's perhaps one of the greatest things that we could close on today, is to recognize that artificial intelligence, AI, one day will be in the hands of the Antichrist. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful I won't be here. I'll be out by the rapture of the church. And the rapture of the church takes place. The Antichrist steps on the scene. He will know everything about everybody, where you go, what you do, what you spend, how much money you have, and how far you can drive. And either to buy, sell, or trade, you must be approved by the artificial intelligence being in the mind and the heart of the demonically controlled Antichrist. So let me leave you with the word. Thy word is truth, John 17:17. Stay in the word, study the word, know the word, allow the word of God to be the first, foremost, and final authority in your life. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.